the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, you may know the name Mike Gallagher. Mike has been playing for years and years and years in the Pittsburgh area, probably over 40, and whether it's his rich voice or his 12-string guitar or simply the many Irish ballads he knows, he's entertained just literally tens of thousands of people in and beyond our area. Mike was diagnosed with cancer last spring. He's putting up a fight, regaining his strength. There's going to be a benefit for him taking place on November 19th. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. It's not surprising that Mike has a son that also sings and also plays, and he's here today. He's going to do two songs. We'll have him do the first, and then we'll talk in between them about his dad. I'll tell you that Johnny Gallagher is a City of Pittsburgh firefighter. Thank you for your service. And here he is now, and then we'll talk about Move Mountains for Mike, a benefit taking place November 19th.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the rose, love, I will make the vow, and I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose that the yonder garden grows, fair is the lily of the valley. Here is the water that flows from the boy, but my love is fairer than any. Down by Killarney's green woods we would stray, the moon and the stars they were shining, the moon shone its rays on her locks of golden hair. She'd be my love forever. Red is the rose in the yonder garden grows. Well, fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my my sister Kate, it's not for the grief of my mother, 'tis all for the loss of my bonny Irish lass, that my heart is breaking forever. Red is the rose in the yonder garden.
Johnny Gallagher at the Saturday Light Brigade. I just put a picture of him up on our Facebook page so you could get a look at him. And I'm sure you've heard all your life that you sound a lot like your dad.
Oh, I wish. I wish.
What was it like growing up? You must have memories of him singing to you as a a little boy.
Oh, absolutely. Growing up, the music has always been a part of our lives. especially growing up, he would always bring out the guitar on holidays like Thanksgiving or Christmas, whichever one you want to talk about. And it was just always a great time. And going out to hear him play was really something special as well. I always looked up to it.
Yeah, your dad's a really hardworking musician, and I've known him, I guess, a little over 30 years. And I've always, it's been just my perception that he is just out and playing and working as hard as he can to bring music to lots of people. Just a really busy schedule.
He is busy, and he does a lot of things. You know, he does a lot of things for the church, and a lot of things for just anybody who really needs it. He's like that with everything, though. It's not just music. It's the way he is. So he goes 100% all the time at everything he does, and he works really hard, whether it be with music or in his job or just loving the people that are around him.
Now, Johnny is Mike's son. Your mom's first name is?
Marlia.
Marlia.
Yes.
And then do you have any brothers and
sisters?
I
do. I have two older brothers. Brendan is the oldest, and then Danny Coleman is after him. And then I have a little sister, and her name's Mary Kate.
Brendan and Danny, could it be any more obvious? This is an Irish family.
Right.
And Johnny and Mary Kate. Are they musical as well, your siblings?
Yeah. My little sister knows the words to every song in the world. It's crazy. Like, I'll look at her when I'm playing out in pubs, and I'll look at her, and she might mouth me a line to a song that I can't remember. And she's amazing like that. And then my brother Brendan plays the guitar. And my brother Danny plays the tin whistle, and he also plays their harmonica.
They're still all local?
My two older brothers are. My brother Brendan lives in Scott Township, and Danny lives over in Greenfield. And then my little sister just recently moved to British Columbia up in Canada. So she's not local anymore. She's about as not local as you could get.
Yeah, that's far away. Who's here with you today?
That's my mother-in-law and my wife. It's Kathleen Murray and my wife, Siobhan.
I'm glad they were able to join you.
Yeah,
now,
me too.
One reason Johnny is here, it's nice to have him here in his own right, but we'll talk a little bit about his dad. He was diagnosed with cancer, I think, back in April.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
And, you know, as it is for most folks, just a shock and something you're not expecting.
Yeah.
And he's been fortunate to be in Pittsburgh, where there's great medical care. And here it is some 7 months later. And as with anybody, lots of medical expenses and other expenses, even if you have insurance, a lot happens that isn't covered, and a lot of comfort is needed to try to help families get through something like this. So a benefit has been created. It's going to be at the Priory Grand Hall, which is here on the north side, and it starts not tomorrow, but it is tomorrow. What am I saying?
Yeah,
November
Sunday.
19th.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's already this far along in November.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
It is tomorrow. I want to be sure I stress that. November 19th, tomorrow, 4 o'clock at the Grand Hall. What's going to be happening there?
Oh, we have a lot of musicians coming. We have Corned Beef and Curry, if you ever heard them. They're a tremendous band. Guaranteed Irish is back together again.
Oh, how nice.
The whole band. And then we have Terry Griffiths and Mark Geiser, and we have the Shovelin School of Irish Step Dance. We have a special guest, Connor Coleman. He's an Irish step dancer, very, really, very talented Irish step dancer. He went to Central Catholic, and my wife is going to be dancing as well. She's an Irish step dancer. So we have a lot of dancing, a lot of singing. It'll be a heck of a time.
Now, this is all taking place at the Priory, which is a beautiful hall. It's called Move a Mountain for Mike, and we've linked to the GoFundMe site, which is simply GoFundMe.com/ move mountains for Mike Gallagher, move mountains for Mike. And you can learn more about this. Now, the event at the Priory should be terrific. It's a beautiful hall, and I think it's a 4 to 7.
Four to eight. Actually, it sold out.
Oh, wow.
We have 900. We had 900 tickets, and it sold out, which is unbelievable. It just goes to show you what great of a city we live in. And the support that people have given is just tremendous. The Priory, John Graff over at the Priory, I don't know what we did to deserve a man like that, but he's been tremendous and very, very, very giving and loving as well.
Well, let's send as much love and support as we can. The GoFundMe page is Move Mountains for Mike, and Mike has meant so much to so many people. He's played at weddings and pubs and fire halls and churches and just everywhere imaginable is one of the most reliable and hardworking troubadours here in the area. And we have one more song that his son Johnny is going to do. I just want to thank you. How long have you been a firefighter?
I've been a firefighter for 5 years.
It's a tough job.
It's a great job. It's a wonderful job. I do love it. And
Well, there's a lot you need to know, a lot of training. Is this a particularly common time for fires to occur?
Because it sure is. Yeah, it sure is. And it's mainly to do with furnaces, people not checking their furnaces or changing their filters and
space like heaters, I would
space
imagine.
Space heaters is a big one.
And just the fact that, not today, I was going to say it can be so dry, not today, but I know in my neighborhood, which is Bellevue, Avalon, I've heard more sirens and more fire trucks out. So, you know, you do want to take care in this time of year, especially, I think, with space heaters and furnaces. You want to make sure they're not too close to anything, and they're compliant with they have the, you know, safety protections on them and everything.
And it's that time of the year to change the batteries in your smoke alarm.
Ah, you're right. You're right. They talk about doing that around the daylight saving time. I don't mean to put you to work.
That's okay. But, that's all right.
Well, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Here's hoping you'll help support the great Mike Gallagher, and here's his son, Johnny Morgan Gallagher. What are you going to do next?
This is called the Rare Old Mountain Dew, and it's a little faster, so I'll try to wake you up on the Saturday morning.
Is grow and the waters flow in a free and easy way. Oh, give me enough of the rare old stuff that they may near Galloway Bay. Come Gangersall from Donegal, come Schlagen and Leitrim too. Oh, give them a slip and take a sip of the mucket of the mountain too. Hey, delighted dum, skidded, delighted dum, skidded, delighted, delighted. Hey, delighted dum, skidded, delighted dum, skidded, delighted, delighted. There's a neat little still with the foot to the hill where the smoke curls up to the sky. By a whiff or smell, you can plainly tell there's a putchin brewing nearby. Or it fills the air with perfume rare betwixt both me and you. As home we roll, we could drink a bow or a bucket of the mountain dew. Hey, delighted dum, skidded, delighted dum, skidded, delighted, delighted. Hey, delighted dum, skidded, delighted dum, skidded, delighted, delighted. Hey, delighted dum, skidded, delighted dum, skidded, delighted, delighted. Hey, delighted dum, skidded, delighted dum, skidded, delighted, delighted.
Johnny Gallagher, well done. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.